New Tribes is forced to leave tribal areas of Venezuela by next week. Terror ends in a Christian massacre in the Philippines. And a one-year anniversary of Sudan's peace marks the new development in ministry. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A November 14, 2005 resolution in Venezuela is now forcing New Tribes Mission out of tribal areas. New Tribes petitioned the Supreme Court to stay the resolution and asked for a hearing on the constitutionality of the decision. New Tribes Nita Zelenek says there was both good news and bad news.
The good news was that they did accept the request for a hearing on the constitutionality of the resolution. So we were very encouraged with that. However, the bad news is that they chose not to suspend the effects of the resolution while they are considering it. So that meant that we had to be out of the tribal locations by February the 12th.
It could take a year for a final court decision. In the meantime, Zelenek says they're relocating their missionaries.
There were 35 adult missionaries and 19 children that had to be relocated. They were all involved in tribal church planting in one way or another.
It could take a year for the final decision. Next, Asia News is reporting a cold-blooded massacre in the Philippines. Suspected members of the Abu Sayyaf are accused of shooting six Christians to death in the Sulu Archipelago. According to published reports, the attackers went door-to-door Friday asking if the occupants of the house were Muslims or Christians. If the residents responded that they were Christian, the guerrillas opened fire. Abu Sayyaf are most notorious for kidnapping American missionaries Martin and Gracia Burnham in 2001. You're listening to Mission Network News. In January 2005, Sudan's legendary peace accord went into effect. The South's independence is coming through an autonomous government. SIM Steve Strauss says there's a window of opportunity until the next election in 2011.
We are sending in teams, which will include teams of missionaries from Ethiopia and Nigeria. These will be people who can go in specifically to help rebuild the educational infrastructure as elementary school teachers, but then serve as evangelist disciplers to help nurture and build up the Sudanese church.
Strauss says for those in ministry, there are many things to pray about as Sudan heals from 21 years of civil war.
It's important that the situation in places like Darfur not spill over and affect the open door that exists in the south. Pray that the Ethiopian and Nigerian missionaries are able to get all of their visas, all of their work permits, their funding. Pray that they're well-equipped spiritually to go into a difficult situation.
Elsewhere, Christmas in the former Soviet Union is celebrated January 7th. Slavic Gospel Association's Emmanuel's Child sponsorship program brings the gospel message to thousands. It's a partnership ministry with the American Church. SGA's Tom McAdam.
The program this year was in 8 different countries of the former Soviet Union and in 50 different regions, and we estimate somewhere in the neighborhood of 10 to 14,000 children and parents in many cases were reached through the program this year. So we're thanking God for the participation of the American churches and looking forward to getting final reports.
McAdam says Emmanuel's Child paves the way for year-long work with the families in the community.
The programs are used in a couple different ways. The primary use is to invite the unchurched children and their families into the church, and then the follow-up is conducted with the children to invite them back to Sunday school and bring the families back into the church so they can be connected with them for the rest of the year.
And since the Russian government is making it difficult to send gifts for children into the country, Christians are being resourceful. With the help of Russian ministries, Christians bought gift items, packaged, and distributed them all from inside Russia. With short notice, they were able to pack 5,000 gift boxes and hand them out between New Year's and Russian Christmas. They'd like to distribute 20,000 next year. Pray that many would support the program financially. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's Black History Month in the U.S. Buckner Orphan Care's Shoes for Orphan Souls is making available the CD Spirituals, Songs of the Soul, featuring Larnell Harris, Marilyn McCoo, and others. These songs may stir your soul to reach out to the oppressed, like innocent orphans around the world. Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.